So you want to take a cruise, but it's so daunting to choose one. This is Felicia Demas with Imagination Travel and Tips, and we are on podcast number 21, Cruise Lines and Ships. If you didn't hear the Intro to Cruises podcast, that was podcast number 20. Check it out. But this one is going to be about how to choose a cruise. There are several things to decide on, but the main ones are the itinerary, the ship, and the room, or in ship lingo, the cabin or stateroom. It's really not as easy as saying, I want to go to the Caribbean. Part of picking an itinerary is knowing which islands you want, but how long you want to be gone and what time of year you want to go. Then you have to decide which ship. There's a huge difference between Carnival Cruise Line and Regent Seven Seas. After you've picked the place you want to go, you know how long you can be gone for, and you decide which cruise line you want, then you have to choose a cabin. Let's break it down a bit, because everything is easier when it's in bite-sized pieces. For your own personal trip, I suggest you call a travel professional. Personally, I am a cruise specialist, so I can ask you all the right questions to know what you want. This podcast is going to be just basic information, so if you need something tailored to you, let me know. All right, first, what itinerary? Well, if there's a body of water, there's bound to be a cruise ship going there. Some itineraries are seasonal, like you won't find any cruises going to Alaska in February, but February is a popular time to go to Antarctica. You and I will help you decide what activities you want to do. What is your purpose for taking this cruise? I mean, if you just want snorkeling, some itineraries are more geared toward that than others. What ship? Well, there are 500 ships. So let's start with number one. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go through all 500. That means that following now, I'm going to generalize. Low-budget cruise ships. These are, as the name implies, although they don't say we are cheap, they are. These are usually focused on partiers. Passengers are loud all hours of the night. The focus is on having a blast more than anything else. An example of this is Carnival Cruise Line, although, disclaimer here, Carnival can be a bit subdued because it will depend on the itinerary. Carnival ships going to the Caribbean, that's going to be different than Carnival going to Japan. And although some of you may wholeheartedly disagree, I'm also going to put Norwegian Cruise Line in this group as well. Mid-budget. These are going to be between low and high budget, of course. They are more affordable than the next category. Usually pretty relaxed, they have a lot of activities, and they're more family-focused. An example would be Princess to some destinations, sometimes Royal Caribbean. High budget. These are more luxurious. The colors on the ship are more subtle. There are activities on board, but the focus is a bit more on relaxing than seeing how many shots of tequila you can drink in 30 minutes. Examples would be Azamara and Celebrity, Holland America, sometimes Princess, sometimes Royal Caribbean. Super high budget. The most luxurious of all, these have activities many would call upscale. These cruise lines usually appeal to people who enjoy a cocktail before dinner and after dinner. They go to the theater for some high-class entertainment. Examples would be Regent Seven Seas and Silver Star. However, do note that all ships are going to have onboard evening entertainment. With the super high-budget cruise lines, it's going to be like going to Monaco in a Lamborghini. I also want to talk about river cruises. These are cool because a river cruise takes you on rivers, not the big ocean. So you get to see some of the less touristy ports. Also, like I touched on in Intro to Cruises, if you're prone to seasickness, a river cruise is probably better for you. Most river cruises have included excursions, and most have all their cabins with a balcony. Usually, wine, soft drinks, and bottled water is included, whereas with cruise ships, they aren't unless you purchase a package. These cruise lines also have seminars, which is such a boring word, but they are really informative and enjoyable, and they focus on some aspect of where you're going. For example, when I went to the Baltics, we had an afternoon visit from an Orthodox priest who discussed that religion. In China, we learned all about tea and tea ceremonies. Now let's take another bite and talk about cruise cabins. A cabin with a porthole, that's a window, isn't just an ocean view cabin, for example. Do you want the ship to choose it for you? That's less expensive than if you choose it. Do you want to be in midship, near the elevators? Do you want a large porthole or a small one? Do you want it partially obstructed, as it's less expensive than if it's unobstructed? I'll get it right in a minute. The main types of cabins are an inside cabin. This is the least expensive cabin. The only light you're going to get will be a little sliver under the door going from or into the hall or from the TV. The cost is often worth it for many people. Some people, like me, I enjoy an inside cabin because of the darkness. If I want to know what it looks like outside, I can turn on the TV to the channel that shows the view from the bridge. Ocean view cabin. This is the next category up. Again, you'll need to figure out if you want to pay extra to have the view of the ocean only. The next cabin up is going to be a balcony, and the next one up is going to be a suite. And then suites have different levels as well. Each cabin has twin beds, but they can be pushed together to make a king bed. I could literally talk another hour on cruises. I didn't even touch on the sizes of them. Like the current largest ship at sea, Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, which has 10,000 passengers and crew and some really unique things to do. But if this makes you excited, call me. And if it makes your stomach seize up thinking about that, just call me. I'll find something to fit your needs. The next podcast will be about a typical day at sea and all about excursions. In the meantime, let me know if you have any specific questions about cruises or if you want more details about them for a new podcast. Have a great week.